We are living in a world of extremes in religious practice, political affiliation, in medicine and science, approaches and philosophy and hashkafa. There's right and there's wrong, there's black and there's white, correct and incorrect, my way or the highway. What happened to understanding and agreeing to disagree? Understanding and appreciating each other and listening and hearing various different approaches in terms of how to work together. The world was created and based upon that balance, harmonious and equilibrium that we look and desire. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, the world was created on three pillars, Torah, Avoda, and Gmilus Chasadim. There has to be a working relationship between man and God, a deep sense of Torah and Avoda, studying the Torah, understanding the Torah, learning the Torah, cleaving to God, and encountering our Creator in Tefillah, but at the same time, ben adam l'chaveiro Gmilus Chasadim. Without that balance and that equilibrium, there's an impossibility for the world to succeed and to survive. And it's for that reason that the world was destroyed. The Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFlog, the generation of the flood, and the generation of Migdal Bavel. It practiced extremes. The Dor HaMabul believed in God. They had a very deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they were gazlanim, they were robbers, stealing. Their way they behaved toward each other was wrong, appropriate, and was understandably wrong and extraordinarily terrible. And the Dor HaFlog and the Dor HaMabul, their behavior toward each other, as Chazal say, was beautiful. They got along fabulously. There was such harmonious relationships between Adam and Chavero. But they were Kaifer Be'ikar. They denied and didn't believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu building a tall tower to be Kofer, to touch and to deny and to fight God. Extremism in both of those generations. They were unable to balance the Ben Adam L'makom, Ben Adam L'chaver, while the Dor HaMabul excelled in their belief in God. They failed in their behavior toward one another. And the Dor HaFlaga excelled in their behavior toward one another. And they were excellent in the various areas of social life, but they failed miserably in Bein Adam L'Makom being Kofer Be'ikar. And thus the world, a world that's built on equilibrium, on balance, on harmonious relationships, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chavero, had to be destroyed because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, a world that is a world of extremes, where only one focus is given towards certain areas, cannot maintain itself. Enter Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu brought to the world not only a belief in God and monotheism and taught the world Torah, but his behavior toward others was impeccable. And his Bein Adam L'Chaveiro was perfect. Hachnasas Orchim, he invited anybody and anybody into his home, vagabonds, wayward, anybody who you are, looking out for people. And Avram's success in bringing people back and understanding that there is a God, and there is a Mi Baal Habir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bir Zaborei Olam, was only because of the fact that he was able to see and understand other people as well. And when others were able to see that he cared about them, he understood that his relationships with other people was so caring, kind, and compassionate, they were able to see that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest tzaddikim, Gedolei Yisrael, Chachamim, and Ziknei Yisrael have that perfect balance, just like Avram Avinu. Their behavior with their family, with their friends, with their colleagues, with their neighbors, the way they daven and behave is exactly the same. There's no extremism in Bein Adam L'Makom, and there's no extremism in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It's not just about a big tent and inclusiveness. But I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah guides me. And it's not just that I have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Beis HaMedrash, and the Beis HaKnesses, but when I go to the store, and I talk to people, and I drive in the street, I behave so appropriately and behaviorally that the Chazal say about me, Mayofe Adam Zeh, how lovely is this person who behaves with Nachas Im Abrios. This is the equilibrium that we pine for, that we hope for, and that we are supposed to be, that we are charged. And that's Avram Avinu, what he brings to this world. In the beginning of Parshas Va'era, you see all about Hachnasas Orchim, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and Avram's care and concern for every single person. And at the end of the Parsha, it's the exact same thing. Bein Adam L'Makom, he's willing to sacrifice his son Yitzchak, who he waited his whole life for. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazera. He was hoping and praying for this son who would continue his tradition of monotheism and teaching Torah to the world. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Haleo sham le'ola, offer him as a sacrifice. And Avraham Avinu doesn't bat an eyelash and is willing to place him on the Mizbeach. And as soon as he's placed on the Mizbeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and the Malach says, no, Al Tishlach, Yodcha Lanar, don't touch this child, Al Taslom Uma, do nothing to him. Ki ato yodati ki yere elukim ata, because now I know that you are God-fearing. Ki ata yadati, now I know that you're God-fearing. Was it not enough, the 10 nisyonos that Avram Avinu had? Was it not enough, lechel chami artzachom imoladetech mebeis avichal artzasharekha? Leave your family, leave your background, leave your nation, leave Haran, go to Eretz Yisrael. You go to Eretz Yisrael and there's a famine. Is that not enough? Is that not enough of a test? Hagar, Yishmael, wars, emotional challenges, lack of the ability for his Sarah to have a child. That's not enough of a challenge. Ki ata yadati, now only with the 10th test does a Kadosh Baruch Hu recognize that God, that Avraham Avinu is God-fearing. The answer is ki ata yadati, because now I see balance, equilibrium, harmonious behavior between Ben Adam Lechavero and Ben Adam Lemakom. You, Avraham Avinu, were so focused on chesed, caring for people, loving kindness, compassion, rachmanim, baishanim, gomle chasadim. That's who you are. I needed to test you and to make sure that you weren't following the paths of the Dor HaFlog and the Dor HaMabul. It wasn't just extremism. But there's balance, Ben Adam Lechavero and Ben Adam Lemakom. And now that I see that you're willing to offer your son, Yitzchak, keep Yitzchak Yichar Lechazera as a sacrifice on the Mizbeach, now I know, ki ata yadati ki rei elokim ata. Now I know that you fear God, because I see that you equate and you have fine, careful regard for both your relationship with me and your relationship with human beings. There's nothing out of order. There's no discord. There's no tension. There's no tug of war. There's no extremism. There's no radicalism. You focus on both perfectly, harmoniously, and with terrific balance. That's what Avraham Avinu brings to this world, dating back to creation, Torah, Vodan, Gmilas Chasadon, where the world went wrong, was unable to keep that pyramid, that tripod, and that balance. Avraham Avinu brings it back. And as the world continues, generation after generation, that's our responsibility. And it's concretized at Matan Torah 1,000 years later, when we are given Aseret HaDibros, 10 commandments, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu reminds us in no uncertain terms, there are 5 Dibros, 5 commandments, Ben Adam Lemakom, 5 Dibros, Ben Adam Lechavero, 5 in 5, equilibrium, harmonious relationships between friends, family, neighbors, colleagues, and a certain sense of delivering perfect willy with your encounter with the Creator. There can't be any tug of war. On one luach, on one tablet, it's 5 Ben Adam Lemakom. On the other tablet, it's Ben Adam Lechavero, because they work together. If you have one and not the other, lo sagi, it's not enough, it doesn't work. That's not who we are supposed to be. That's not the way the world is supposed to be created. There needs to be that balance. And as the world continues to develop, as we reach Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the place that we pine for, Yerushalayim, the word Yerushalayim, the city, comes from Shalem, Shlemos, perfection, equilibrium, balance. The city is waiting for us to be reunited and redeemed there, but it must be through Shalem, through Shlemos, because the ultimate Shalem was Yaakov Avinu. Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, Yaakov came to Shalem, and Chazal say, Rashi quotes, and he came Shalem b'mamono, Shalem b'gufo, Shalem b'toroso, Shalem b'avodoso, Shalem b'chol asherbo. Yaakov was the perfect balance, following the footsteps of his great-grandfather Avraham, because Yaakov was able to balance all of the relationships he had, and the relationships he had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was perfect balance. That's what Yaakov represented, taking the chesed of Avraham, taking the midah of Gvura of Yitzhak, and cleaving them, binding them together, allowing that perfect harmonious relationship that he had with all human beings. That's who Yaakov was, the Ish Shalem, and he passes that on to the Yud Beis Shvat and the Shiftei Ka, because there's Reuven and there's Yehuda, there's Yisachar and there's Zvulun. There's all that balance of Menashe and Ephraim, that harmoniousness that we waited for so many years, and now we continue to pray and to daven that we should be reunited in Yerushalayim, the city of Shlemos, of balance, because that's what destroyed the world in Churban Beis HaMikdash, when there is a focus in the second Beis HaMikdash on Torah and Tefillah. But what about Sinas Chinam that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? It can't be. You can't have a Beis HaMikdash if it's only focused on Be'nato Lamakom. If you're only focused on Karbonos, if you're only focused on Tefillah, if you're only focused on your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says, you can't have this Beis HaMikdash. You need to be balanced with Be'nato L'Chaveiro. And when there's Sinas Chinam, it can't work. And I can't allow the Beis HaMikdash to stand because Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, that trilogy needs to exist. And the same thing happened with the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. They learned very, very well. There was extraordinary behavior, ben adam lemakom. But shalonagu kavod zebazeh. When they were unable to behave appropriately to one another, however we're to understand that. At the end of the day, the Gemara says, Maseches Yevamos Daf Samach, that that's why the students, 24,000, 12,000 pairs of Rabbi Akiva were destroyed because of that imbalance and that inability to create equilibrium. Bein Odom Lamakom, Bein Odom Lechavero. Thus the world was created with these three pillars. And that balance was lost. And it's our job to continue to follow in the track and on the path of Avraham Avinu, who taught us this. Yaakov, who taught us about Shleimus. And that is the continued tradition of Klal Yisrael, normalcy, behavior that's understood and refined and splendid in both areas, as the Aseres HaDibros teach, five Dibros Bein Odom L'Makom, five Dibros Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. It is our responsibility now more than ever that we should be leaders in this area of perfection and beautiful behavior, Bein Odom L'Makom and Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. Both have to be there. We can't just be focused on one extreme. It can't just be, I love everybody and care about every human being and I don't care what the Torah has to say. It can't be. That's not who we are. That's not what we're supposed to be. Our job in this world is to follow the path of the Torah. And it can't just be that we keep Shabbos and Kashrus and we don't care about Bikur Cholim and Nichum Aveilim. And it can't be that we just care about Staka and Chesed and we don't focus on Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yielecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. Both need to be there. We need to be the role models. We need to be the Or LaGoyim. We need to be sending these messages to everybody, to Jew and non-Jew alike. Let's live a life of balance, following in the path of Torah. That's what it means to be a Jew, and that's what it means to be Klal Yisrael. Bezras Hashem, we should be Zocha to be that nation, and those people who continue in the tradition of Avraham Avinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.